today on Commitment to Truth.
So Christ is our head and we are his body. Some of us are fingers, some of us are toes, some of us are foot, but everyone is important. Because if the feet tell the head, I'm not moving, that body cannot move. That's not the purpose. Everyone has a job within the body of Christ. God created us uniquely. And as we move forward, trust that God is ahead of us to do what God has called us to do for the greater work that is to be done for his kingdom.
Welcome to Commitment to Truth, the teaching ministry of Commitment Church, a place for all nations. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. Each week, Pastor Cedric Brown and the pastoral team at Commitment Church strive to draw you into a deeper relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here's Pastor Jose Torres, teaching pastor at Commitment Church, with today's message.
As we've been preparing with this new sermon series called Your Good Works, our purpose is to encourage the church body to understand that there are good works that God has prepared for them, while creating space for those who respond to confidently walk in them. So the challenge is that God has given you a gift, has prepared you with a skill set, a talent, and he's brought you here to this church to fulfill the good work of God. What is good work? Good work is just simply doing what God has called you to do, to help others and to lead others to the understanding of God. So if you have an open heart, a desire, and you're new to the church and you want to know more about how you can fit in, God already has prepared your heart. Before you took the step to come in here, before you accepted Jesus Christ, he already prepared the giftedness for you, and he's already given you the talents that he wants to use within the church body for his kingdom work and for his glory. So when we first took that leap of faith and we put our trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ, and we became part of the body of Christ, in that moment, the Holy Spirit came upon us, it says. And the Holy Spirit starts working within us. And the Holy Spirit starts to guide us with the giftedness that God has already put in your lives. You may feel at times while you're sitting in the chairs and you're not part of the leadership or you're not part of the worship team, but you want to be there. There's a yearning inside of you that's saying, I want to do it. I want to do this because it brings peace and comfort to me, and I know that it can help others. That yearning that is inside is the Holy Spirit moving in you so that you can take that leap of faith and say, I can do this because God has strengthened me, prepared me to do this. Sometimes we think that we don't have a unique skill set. Sometimes we think that we're not adequate to do the work of God, to do the good work for God. But God has given each and every one of us, no matter our stature, no matter our economic stature, our ethnic stature, our social stature, it doesn't matter where you're at on the scale, he can use anyone. I'm reminded of in Christmas time, there's always that song, The Little Drummer Boy. Small, poor, all he had was a little drum with some sticks, and he was in front of the King of Kings at his birth. And simply he said, I have not much to give, but what I do have to give, I will give. I'll play my little drum. And he played the drums, which moved the hosts of heaven to come with him to glorify the Lord and our Savior who was born that day. So if a little drummer boy can play the drums simply because that's all he has to give, what greater gifts do you have? What things do you have that you think, oh, it's not important? What do you think you have inside of you that you can offer for the greater work, for good work, for the greater good of the kingdom of God? Last week, Pastor talked about our one source. Who is our source? We're talking about him. Our source is our God, who gives us our talents, our skill sets, our giftedness. He is the source. He's the one that provides us those things that we need to be able to be equipped to do the great work that he's called us to do. And through the Holy Spirit, we are inspired, we're encouraged, we're moved, and we're empowered to do his work. The second point that he touched on was the common good. Why do we do the work that we do? It's for the betterment of this world, for the betterment of our community, for the betterment of our families, the betterment of those that are lost. That's why we do the good work. So today, I will continue to follow Pastor Cedric's lead, and we'll be touching on two additional points that will help us understand how can we ensure space is available for our good works. We've been reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1 to 31. Those are our key verses, but today we will concentrate on verse 11, 12, and 13. And in our first point, it's found in verse 11, and it says this: But one, the same Spirit works all things, all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills. So here we find ourselves that the purpose of the Holy Spirit, one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit, is to distribute the gifts. So you say, what gifts are there that the Holy Spirit gives? Well, he got many gifts: hospitality, preaching, teaching, discernment. All these gifts are some of the gifts that he gives us. Everything that he's given us, filled us with, that you may think is, it's not that important, is important. Administration skills. Maybe you work in a big company and you're head of the administration and you run the office and you organize things. You think, that's not going to work for the church. Trust me, ask Sarah Vega. We need more help in the administration part of the things that we do here at the church. Teaching. There's a lot of great opportunity to teach. We have needs for children teachers, youth teachers, even teachers of the Word of God in our discipleship making process. There's a class in our discipleship making process. It's called the Spiritual Gift Class. That class is taught for one purpose, and that purpose is to identify the giftedness that the Holy Spirit has given you, that God has given you, so that you can understand clearly what gifts you have to offer the church and how you fit in to work within the church. Some might be teachers, some might be preachers, some might be people that exhort other people, that encourage other people, people that will do hospitality, people that will serve in the parking ministry. Nothing is small in the hands of God. God can take and give you, start you off with one gift and you end up with two or three other gifts, because that's the way he works. He multiplies that fruit inside of you, that desire to work more for him, and you'll see the outcome of the good works that you have instored in you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, it says this: Now there are various gifts, but the same Spirit. So our source is the Spirit of God. And he gives us what we need, even though we may think we're not incapable of doing it. Pastor might call on you and say, hey, do me a favor, can you lead us in prayer? And it's like, I'm not that good in open forums to pray. But that's not what God wants. God wants you to be free, have valor, be courageous, and just open your mouth and let the Holy Spirit speak through you. Because when you let the Holy Spirit speak through you, what happens is he guides your prayer. He intercedes for the people, because you may not know the needs, But you may be praying and the Holy Spirit said, pray about this. And you start praying about that and somebody starts crying on the other side of the room. Why? Because the Spirit of God is answering that person's prayer and you don't even know that God is using you as a tool to speak to that person. The good works. The good works. That's what he's called us to do. No one said that this walk was easy. No one said that this walk was, hey, I'm going to come every Sunday, sit in the chairs, and just enjoy the service for myself. Nah. Brothers and sisters, as we grow as a church, we're going to need more people to step into positions that are going to help this church grow and to do the work of the kingdom and to do good works. I know that the prayer ministry needs more prayer warriors to join. And I know there's a lot of prayer warriors here that in their homes, whoo, they're on fire. But we need you to line up with the other prayer warriors so that there can be a line of prayer warriors confronting the enemy as he attacks the church. And you are united together, holding hands and believing in the same thing and praying for the same thing and seeing walls come down like in Jericho. You know, we're praying for a new place because this place we know is too small for what God truly, truly wants to bless us with. How many are praying for that? You know that the 21-day prayer, they're praying for that. You know that the Tuesday night prayer, they're praying for that. When the elders or the older folks, the seniors get together, they're praying for that. We are praying together for one purpose, one cause, because we unite as one, using our giftedness to encourage others to do the same. I love to hear certain people pray because it encourages me to pray. It encourages me to believe and trust that it's going to happen because of the faith that they utter out of their mouths. I don't know if you know our brother Richard. He's from Africa. But when he prays in his native language, I think we're going to war. Because he prays, and he prays, and he prays, and he claims. And I'm just like, woo, I'm ready. Let's go. Come on. Keep it going. Although I may not understand every word he says, the Spirit of God lets me know that he is battling and claiming in Jesus' name and proclaiming things in Jesus' name. And I believe the same thing, although I don't understand it. That is what is using the gift that God has given you for the good works of God. Because he has distributed to each and every one of us a giftedness. Some have more, some have just one, but it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, start using it for the good works that will be reflected throughout the kingdom of God. Not only in this church, but other churches. Believe me, this church has impacted other churches throughout this world. Not just the city, not the county, not the state, but throughout the world. We have church in Colombia that God is working with, and pray for them because God is giving them more and they need more people to come alongside of them to lead that group of people there. So let's pray for them. Let's encourage them. Let's always, always remember our brothers in battle. And as we move forward with the decisions that we have to make here in the church, trust that God is ahead of us. God's been preparing things for us way in advance, and it is time to step in faith and walk in faith to do what God has called us to do for the greater work that is to be done for his kingdom. It is not for commitment, not for Pastor Cedric, it's not for Pastor Jose or for the elders of the church or for you. It is for the kingdom of God. It is for God's glory and his honor so that his word of truth can save others and bring them into salvation. God has plans and purpose which he fulfills when you do your good work. When you are obedient and you do the good work, God has plans and purpose for those good works. You may not understand them totally clearly, but if you step in faith and obedience to God when he tells you to move, you will see the fruits of your labor, and you will see the glory of God manifest itself in a mighty way. In Ephesians 2:10, it says this, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good work, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in it, them." So he's already prepared the way. He's prepared where you need to be, when you need to be there. All you have to do is be obedient and do it. Do not fear, because fear has been conquered by God. Do not think that you don't have the authority, because you have the authority in Jesus' name. Do not think you cannot obtain the victory, because the victory has already been given to you. Do not think it cannot be done, because it's already been done. Do not think we can't obtain it, because it's already been given to us. If we believe and we trust in God and we do the good work, we will have what he has in store for us. And we will see his glory manifested in a mighty way for his kingdom. In Ephesians 4:7-8 says this, "But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measures of Christ's gift. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he led captives, a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men." It's not something that you can go to school and learn for yourself. Yeah, school is good. Training is good. Going to theology is good. But the yearning and the giftedness comes from God. Because if you don't have the desire from God to become a preacher, to become a teacher, to learn more about the Word of God, and going to seminary is just like going to any other place. It's just you learn something and you don't put it into practice. Guess what? It's no good to you. But when you have the yearning, you have the desire, and you want to learn more about God's Word, and you want to share God's Word because God is telling you to share your Word, because, oh, I haven't been to seminary, or I haven't taken a class. No. God called you and prepared you and put that yearning inside of you so that you can preach the gospel to whoever would listen. It says whoever will listen. That means the guy that's standing at the bus stop next to you waiting for the bus, and he opens up his heart and you start to preach the gospel to him and share God with him and share Jesus with him. You're making an impact. You're doing the good work. When you're at work and your employer is frustrated because things are not going the right way, and you ask, "Can I pray?" And just pray for this company and just pray for you so that you could be at peace. And he allows you to do that, and you pray, and you're that source of comfort that he comes to when he is in frustration, in agony, and doesn't know how to make a decision. He knows that he can go to you because you are a believer of Christ. You are a tool of God, and you do God's good work, and you will pray. And you bring him peace and comfort, and he sees the glory of God manifested through you because you're part of that company. So that company is being blessed through you. So stand firm in your beliefs. Stand firm in what you do. Do the good work within that community that you find yourself, in the job that you find yourself, in the place that you stand. Do not be fearful, but be strong. Be that good soldier. Prepare to battle at all times. And know that if you were happen to slip for a moment, that you can always extend your hand to your other brothers and sisters that will eagerly lift you up and encourage you to continue to go forward. The Spirit of God is the one that distributes the gifts. So whatever gift God has given you, start exercising it. Don't sit on it. Don't let it rot. Because someone needs that gift to be exercised. The church needs it to be exercised. The kingdom of God needs it to be exercised. So I challenge you, whatever it is, how minute or how big, use it for the glory of God, because God will be glorified in it when we're obedient to him. As we move on to our next point, your works are for all people. So your works are for all people. Here we see that the word all, whole, for everyone, not one exception. No, it's not only for the Hispanics. It's not only for the whites. It's not only for the African Americans or the Chinese. It's for everybody, no matter who walks through those doors, be it a rich man or the poorest person on the street that looks bummy and stripped down and smelly, and it's for him. We cannot look at the outer appearance, because the outer appearance does not show the heart and the desire and the yearning to know about God and to seek God. We have to look beyond that. It doesn't matter about the skin color that you have, because if you look around, not everyone looks the same. We come in different shades and color. Even in our own ethnicity, there's different people that look different than us. God created us uniquely, but God created us as his children. And if we're the same, we have the same father, then we're family. And if we're family, then we must act like a family. United as one, with one cause, open to receive whoever walks through those doors. No matter the situation, the circumstances that they're going through, they're coming here for a reason, looking for relief, freedom. And we're those that are prepared, gifted by God, to comfort them, to give counsel, to give encouragement, to pray over them, to preach to them, to share the gospel, to teach them the way they should walk. We are God's tools. And every good work, you have to have good tools. Prepare to do God's work at all times. 1 Corinthians 12:12 says this, "For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ." So Christ is our head and we are his body. Some of us are fingers, some of us are toes, some of us are foot, some of us are the leg, but everyone is important. Because if the feet tell the head, "I'm not moving," that body cannot move. If the hand says, "I'm not going to grab it," we can't grab what our head wants us to grab. If our mouth doesn't open up to speak, we can do sign language, but it's not the purpose. Everyone has a job. Everyone has a responsibility. Everyone has a purpose within the body of Christ. Just like the human body has a purpose. The heart that beats keeps us alive. The mouth that we have speaks life, can also speak death if we don't use it wisely. Our eyes show us where we're going. Our ears hear instructions when we need to follow instructions. And even that little toe that's on your toe that you think don't mean nothing, guarantee you, if you're missing that toe, you're going to feel something's not right. So let us not look at our brothers differently because maybe they don't have the education, they don't have the skill sets that I have, but they bring something to the table, whatever it is. And don't think that any position in the church is beneath you, because I started in the cleaning ministry in this church, and it was the greatest thing ever. I had the house of the Lord to myself. And I could praise God freely and nobody would matter. It wouldn't matter because I can't sing, but nobody else can hear me. So, hey, it was my time to be with God. And it was a great time. because I knew I was doing something. I was preparing the house of the Lord for those that were coming so that they can feel free and comfortable in the house of the Lord, that the place could smell good and there was nothing out of place. I was doing something. I wasn't preaching. I wasn't teaching, but I was doing something. And as God used me and prepared me in that ministry, other opportunities start to arise. More yearning inside of me started to arise, and I was asked to do more things because I was diligent. I was always on time. I was always doing what I said I was going to do. And God opened up doors for me so that I can be here today to share the gospel with you. Who thought it of that? You know, I was a police officer. I yelled at people. I screamed at people. I gave orders to people. Stop. Don't go there. Come here. You know? If you knew me back in the day, I exerted my authority. But no greater authority has been given to me than the authority of God to share the gospel of God, to say to you, God can do it through you if you allow him to do it. So the good works relies on two things. The giftedness that God has given you, you identifying that gift, and you exercising that gift. Romans 12:4 says this, for just as we have many members in the body, and all the members do not have the same function. So I'm not Brother Kevin. I'm not Scott. I'm not Pastor Kidd. We all have our unique ways of presenting things and doing things, but all of our purposes are for the greater good of God, and we function differently, and we talk differently, and we share different things, but all with the common goal to leading you to Christ. So your function, find your function within the church. It may be different than what others are, but there's a purpose for it. Because if it wasn't a purpose here at this church, you would be at another church where you were needed. Because that's the way God works. He places you in the place that he needs you. You know, we were praying for people to come here. I see a lot of new faces, and I see a lot of skill sets. And a lot of them are shy and quiet and not want to step out in their giftedness. But God slowly is pushing them out. And God is showing the leadership. That brother, there's something special about that brother. There's something special about that sister. Hey, I sat next to that sister, and she can sing. Man, she should be up in the front helping the worship team. We encourage you. We try to encourage you to take that leap of faith and join the worship team and help in any way you can. Because, you know, Norby, he plays the piano great. He sings great. But every now and then he needs a rest. And if we have a bigger team, he can take a day to just be within the crowd and not leading the crowd. And he can get some rest that he needs. We have a lot of gifted people in this church. And we have to start exercising our gift and not be afraid. We have to do the kingdom's work. In verse 13, it says this, for by one spirit we were all baptized in one body, whether Jew or Greek, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one spirit. Ephesians 2:18 says this, for through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father. So through the Spirit of God who leads us and guides us and was given to us when we took the leap of faith and when we confessed our sins and we turned ourselves to God and accept him as Lord and Savior, at that moment the Holy Spirit came upon us to give us comfort, to give us guidance, to give us wisdom, and to show us our purpose within the church. And if we submit to his guidance, we will all be in the same one spirit with one accord moving forward. Just like in the day of Pentecost, there was a group of people that gathered in the upper room seeking the promise that Jesus had said that he would send the Holy Spirit to them, the Comforter. And they all united in prayer and started to pray. And they said that place trembled. The walls were trembling. There was a wind that blew through that place. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking different tongues. And it says that Peter got up from there and he was so ignited with the fire of the Holy Spirit that he preached the gospel. And it says that in his first message, there was 3,000 people that were led to Jesus. His second message, only 5,000. But can you imagine Pastor Cedric standing up here and there's an audience on TV and there's a lot of people watching. All of a sudden he preaches and all those people decide to come to the church in one time. I guarantee you this place is not big enough for the people that we're touching through our social media. This place is not big enough for the people that we're impacting in other countries. Because other people are watching us. You may not know this, but all the things that we put out there from pastor's message, from things that we share that we're doing here at the church, are impacting people throughout this world. Other churches within our denomination are coming to us and asking us, how can we implement that you have? Can you show us how to prepare something like that? Our DMP process. There's a church that's not even part of our denomination. They ask us, can you share that with us? Because we think that's a good concept of discipleship making. It's a good training tool. If you're new here at Commitment and you haven't started your steps and you've been here for a couple of weeks already, you hear about discipleship making process, the steps that we require for you to be able to be prepared. Start off with first becoming a member of the church, committed to the church because you believe in what we do. And we don't ask you to join just because we need more people. We're asking you, if you believe in what we believe, if you want to work here at the church and be part of this great work that we're doing, think about becoming a member. And once you become a member, then we ask you to do other things. Go deeper in, we call it deeper waters, learn more about the history of our church, what the purpose of this church was, the foundation of this church. Then we ask you to take the spiritual gift classes. You may know your spiritual gift, but you may be surprised that you have other gifts. I know that when I took my spiritual gift, preaching was one of the things, but there was a couple other things that came up that I was like, wow, hospitality. I was like, wow, yeah, I like doing that, you know. Teaching, yeah, that's great. So you'll identify these giftedness, and that allows us as leaders to be able to help you find your place within the body. And then you go into discipleship 101, discipleship training, and preparing you to serve within our church. Lisa D's, the pantry. I don't know, but if you haven't experienced that, visit them one day. Just go spend a couple hours with them. See the people working hard and diligent to make sure that others are fed, not only with food, but with the word of God, and reaching those people that come here constantly, because there's a lot of families in our community that need food. But that gives us the open door to preach the gospel, to share, to pray, to just pour into them. Our youth needs help. Our children's ministry definitely needs help. More space, more than anything, but we need more teachers in order to continue for our church to grow and instill in them the giftedness that they have. Believe me, our children are gifted, and we have to encourage them to exercise their giftedness. Our youth are gifted, and we encourage them to serve. We've implemented, if you guys turn around, one of our youth is serving in our AV ministry today because they have a desire to help and serve, you know? And if we encourage them, if we prepare them, and if we give them the opportunity to do it, God will multiply that gift that's in them for the greater works that are in store for this church. So, good works. It's only good because he instructs us how to do it. It's not about us. You know, if I try to do something, it might fall. I might fall on my face and the whole thing would fall apart. But if I allow the Holy Spirit and God to guide me in what I do and the ideas that he gives me, be praying about vision and ideas and how we could do things better. Trust me, the leadership here will listen to you. And if it aligns with what we're doing, guess what? The Holy Spirit aligns it, brings you the idea, and the leadership says, man, that's a great idea. Guess what? You're the leader. So be prepared for that. So just know that the great work that we have to do within our community, the greater work that we have to do within this world, the good work that we do is for one thing and one thing only, is for the good work of the kingdom of God. And that you have already been equipped with the talents, the skill sets, and the giftedness that God has already poured into you and prepared you with. Exercise those giftedness. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you in where you need to be. And don't be afraid to step into it. Because God loves when someone steps into it in faith, because then he will show them exactly how much more you have to offer and he can pour out of you. You're simply that tool that God wants to use. Don't be the tool that never gets used and is rusting on the side. Be that tool that God says, yeah, that's the guy I want. I got the hammer. I'm going to go hammer this out. Or this is the saw that I like to use because it cuts deep. You can be those instruments of God. Worship team needs you. His kids need you. Youth need you. The church needs you. God needs you more than anything. Open your hearts. Seek inside what your gift is. And you say, well, I don't have that much to offer. Parking ministry. Start there. Cleaning ministry, start there. I know you know how to wipe because you clean at home. I know you can stand outside and, you know, wave people in, park here. Hey, first time here, hey, good morning. I know you know how to say hello. I know you can give a smile, say, oh, welcome to our church. Simple, not hard. But you know what? It's the most important part of our church. For a greeter, you know, I think, when the person first comes to a church, if someone greets them right away, they're going to feel like, wow, sought me out. Didn't even know I didn't belong here. And they encouraged me to come in. That's what we need, just the love of God just to be pouring out. You know, there's many positions in this church that you can help in. There's a lot of other things that have to get accomplished. As we grow, if God permits us to move, there's going to be more opportunity for serving, and we're going to need more people to come alongside of us to do the great work that God has in store. I encourage you, seek within your heart what God wants you to do. You already may know already what it is, that yearning inside of you that you've been feeling for a while. I just want to confirm to you that it's not you, it's not a selfish desire, but it's the Holy Spirit moving inside of you to get you to take that first leap of faith. Trust me, there's going to be failures, there's going to be mistakes, but you learn from those things. And God equips you even more to not do the wrong things, but to do it better all the time. And you're going to learn from your fellow brothers that you come alongside of in ministry, on things that they already went through, that you don't have to go through, that you can be better equipped to do the great work. So, what is the good work that God wants you to do? Are you doing it? And if you're not, why not? And if it's fear, push that to the side, because we have a God and a Savior that has conquered it all. And he has the authority over all things. He created all things. So know that the authority of God is with you. You call out in His name. You pray in His name. And it shall be done. Because it's not about what we say. It's about the authority in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hello, my name is Sarah Vega, and I am the Administrative and Executive Director here at Commitment Church. I hope you've enjoyed today's message by Pastor Cedric Brown. If you didn't know, Pastor Cedric also sends out encouraging videos weekly. We call these the Weekly Wire. The acronym WIRE means Weekly Inspiration, Refreshment, and Encouragement. We can send these encouraging videos directly to you by subscribing at www.loveallnations.org. Again, that's www.loveallnations.org. Here's an example of the encouragement you'll receive.
There are many industries that we have in our society that need to test the authenticity of their product or their good and service. So it's similar to the Word of God. The Bible says this. It says every word of God is tested, or you can say the word of God is tested. So the next time that you need to prove the authenticness of an individual or a situation or circumstance to really cut through it, to see the value of it, to see the truth of it, I would encourage you to lean on the word of God. Let the word of God, which is completely tested, be the lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. It has the ability to divide soul, spirit, bone, marrow, thoughts, and intentions of the heart.
We hope you enjoyed this sample of our Weekly Wire. Again, to subscribe to your weekly inspiration, refreshment, and encouragement, please visit www.loveallnations.org. Again, that's www.loveallnations.org.
Thank you for listening to Commitment to Truth, a teaching ministry of Commitment Church, a place for all nations. If you want to listen to the previous messages in this series, or if you want to hear messages from other series, visit Commitment Church on YouTube or Pastor Cedric Brown on Spotify, Pandora, or other podcast providers. You can also visit us on our website, commitmentchurch.org. And if you live in the Philadelphia, Delaware, or South Jersey area, we would love to see you in person as well. You can attend any of our services by visiting us at 2 Berlin Road South, Lindenwald, New Jersey, 08021. Thank you again for listening, and have a blessed and wonderful day.